Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. I, of course, am Chris Ann. So we are going to be discussing the weekly predictions for the week of October 22nd to October 29th of 2023. So let's see what psychic predictions I have to come up with for this week. We are going to be using the deck Sacred Spirit Reading Cards by Anna Stark. We used the accompaniment to this deck a couple weeks ago, and I said, oh, there's part two of that deck. And that was the Sacred Power Reading Cards, I believe. So today's is Sacred Spirit Reading Cards. These are beautiful cards. It's wonderful to use them in connection with each other. So let's see, I'm going to pull a few cards from this deck and let's see what we have in store for this week ahead of us. Okay, the first card I pulled is Third Eye Vision. And what this card says is reclaim your mind. When you are working with opening your third eye chakra, the one that's located just above your eyebrows and your forehead, both running front and back in the same location. When you ignite that chakra, that opens you up psychically to get information that's coming in from your angels, your guides, your animal spirit guides, etc. So when you open that up, wow, what a wonderful positive thing that is to be able to get all of those great messages that come in. This is also a time of paying attention, making sure that's clear. You'll notice when it's not clear because you get a lot of headaches or you get a lot of muddled thoughts going on. There's a lot going on in your head. And sometimes those are sort of indicators that you just maybe need to do a clearing and something that is simple as doing a meditation and connecting up. So let's pull another card. See what else is going on. Oh, illuminate the shadow. Focus on a solution. That's what this card is talking about. Like I said, when you get a lot of muddled thoughts, you need to just narrow that down, pinpoint it down, focus on what is the outcome that you wish to happen. This week sounds like it's going to be a little muddled, so we need to just focus on the higher prize, focus on the bigger picture of what we want to accomplish. And with these cards coming in, saying that that is going to be possible. Great, let's pull our last card from this deck. Oh, perfect. This is the card of Ascended Masters. Create open communication with the Ascended Masters, with your guides, with your angels, with your animal spirit guides. When you open up that third eye chakra and corresponding the crown chakra, then that open communication can flow very easily. Now, if you are not a professional psychic like I am, and most aren't, there are other ways that you can do this. You can pay attention to the messages coming through in your dreams. You can pay attention to the synchronicities in your life. For instance, one of my favorites is when you're listening to the radio in your car, you don't want to listen to that song, so you change it to another song. Okay. There are certain words or lines of songs that you hear, or just people speaking, and you hear that. Okay, you don't want to listen to that channel, so you go to the next channel. Well, interesting enough, there's another sentence that just comes out and it sticks to you. It's almost like that song, for instance, is speaking to you. There are messages coming through. Sometimes it's the same song when you flip from one channel to the next to the next. Pay attention to the messages within that song. Pay attention to the messages within whoever is speaking is saying to you. There can be other commonalities that happen within your life. You can pay attention in your meditations. That's another great way to connect. See what comes through. What are the images that you get? What do you hear? What do you smell? What are all these other things? Those are the clairs, clairaudience, clairsentient, that are sort of being clicked on within your senses. Pay attention to all these sort of similarities. Do you always see on the clock 111, 222? What is the similarities that you are seeing? Pay attention to them, then you can look them up and see what they mean. So, this is going to be a very interesting week of higher communication if we can clear and sort of make way for it and be able to pay attention and listen to it. Before I go on to the crystals of the week, we have the angel of the week. And this week is Angel of Acceptance, which is talking about how do you accept yourself? How do you accept other people? Do you accept your life the way it is in this moment? Because it's really easy for you to criticize both yourself. We're higher criticizers of ourselves than we are of other people many times. Can you offer constructive criticism? Can you see the bigger picture, much like the cards we were talking about? Do you accept your children, your partner, other people that are around you, coworkers? Learn to accept things that are happening when they happen in the moment. There are times that we can't change things. We need to accept what they are and be able to just breathe through it. Contemplate deeply and think about what is going on. First, try to accept yourself for the way that you are in the moment for right now. And then you have to start with yourself and you have to ask for help, guidance, and assistance for yourself. Your angels can't step in to help you unless you ask them to. And all you have to say is, hey, I could use a little help right now. Maybe it's not angels you talk to. Maybe it's your loved ones on the other side. Maybe it's your animal spirit guides on the other side. Whoever it is that you're comfortable asking for help from, even if you ask your own higher self. Your own higher self to come in and help with guidance. Many don't believe in angels. Many don't believe when we cross over. That's not me. Obviously, I do, and I do communicate with them. But in all respect for everyone's belief system, not everybody does believe that. And that's fair. You believe what you believe, but you do believe in yourself, so you can talk to your own higher self and ask for yourself to be patient and present and accept who you are in the moment. Really powerful one for this week. And we're capable of it. We certainly, certainly, certainly are capable of all of this. So now let's move on to the crystals. So if you've never listened to my show before, welcome. And if you have listened to my show before, welcome back. But I download the information of the crystals before I start my podcast. My guides, my angels, come in and give me the information on what crystals I need to talk about this week. So here's my list in no particular order. It's never in any particular order. So the first crystal for this week is Stillbite. Now, I'm giving you the names. If you don't know what they look like, you're not quite sure if you already have these, go and look it up. You can Google these. You can go to my website, which is elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Exact same name as my podcast. So look up Stillbite. Stillbite is a very powerful, gentle, easy, loving energy that helps with creating your intuitive. It's funny why we have this one. It helps with intuitive pursuits, whether it be meditation or maybe you're going to use that in prayer. Maybe you are somebody that prays. Many people believe that their prayer can also be very prophetic. So Stillbite on the left-hand side would be very great for that. Carry it on your left-hand side, put it in a left-hand pocket, put it on the left-hand side of your bed when you're laying in bed. Stick out your left arm, that's the left-hand side. Just know if you're going to put this on the side table next to your bed, your dreams might be a little more active. So FYI for that. Stillbite also provides grounding energy, but still connecting to your intuitive side. Stillbite provides guidance while one is above the world and assisted in obtaining that astral state. So when you're doing astral travel, you essentially get this feeling that you are leaving your body and going to view something else or going somewhere else. And when I astral travel, I just go. I don't sit around, look down at my body. I don't have time for that. Let's just go and do what we need to do. But many do. So I know a lot of people are fearful of doing astral travel, that they won't be able to safely come back. Still bite, carried on the left-hand side or placed on the left-hand side of the body during meditation, during astral travel, during a psychic reading can help in that. So that is one that can give you a little bit of comfort for that. So still bite is a powerful one. It's not one. It's one that I typically see with some other stone, growing with another stone. So I see it a lot in raw form. So check that out. The next stone that we're going to talk about is cavernsite. Cavernsite. Oh, I love cavernsite. I definitely recommend Googling this one. It is a very unique looking stone. Typically, it does come in raw form, can be a very expensive stone, especially compared to stillbite. Stillbite is more reasonable. Cavernsite is very expensive. You can get it in a tumbled form, still a little more reasonable than a raw form. And this is a left-hand side stone as well. Cavernsite embodies the energy of transformation, and it helps making a breakthrough, especially if you're going to be going through a change or you want to embark on a change. Cavernsite can help sort of jumpstart that. It encourages the present state of mind and body to get to where you need to be within a meditation. It brings joy, willingness, and excitement to the owner. It helps you to move past the past and embrace the future with a sense of hope and excitement. It helps you to connect with your guides, your angels during meditation. Cavernsite is helping you with that throat chakra to be able to communicate with those higher levels through your third eye. Okay, so keep that in mind as well. So when you're connecting with your guides and your angels during meditation, that's how it's helping. It's boosting your psychic abilities and it's helping that connection with those spirit guides. So it's working on throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra to be able to have all of that working for you. Check out cavernsite. Oh, I love it. It's a great stone. The next one is amber, not a stone at all. It is petrified resin. So amber helps the body to heal itself by absorbing negative energy and transmuting it into positive energy. It provides the bearer with a protective shield against pain. It stabilizes the emotional body. It helps with healing depression and anxiety. I am not a medical practitioner. I am sharing what crystals have helped for me in my life. Please still seek the advice of a medical practitioner. Amber also can protect against psychic attacks. It helps with nightmares. It is used for teething babies, even though I don't advise that. It helps minimize the discomfort of headaches. For all of these reasons, I do either wear an amber pendant, which is in the middle, or an amber necklace. Those are very easy to find, so you don't have to worry about what side it's on. But I do also have amber rings that I wear on my left hand side. I'm big on amber on my left, but I do use a lot of necklaces. So I do advise amber as a middle necklace stone or earrings, because I have a lot of earrings too. They're amber that I wear, one on either side. So you don't have to worry, it will take care of what it needs taken care of. And the last one that we're talking, oh no, next to last one, sorry. Tektite. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Tektite is happens it created from when a meteor comes and hits it lands on Earth. Tektite is created from the heat of the meteorite contacting the Earth and the surrounding soil, etc., creates the tektite from the extreme heat. So it's great for connecting higher up with your guides, your angels through the cosmos. It's boosting your psychic abilities. It is great for astral travel, which looks like we're going to be doing a lot of this week. And it helps to get to that higher frequency, especially in a meditation or in a psychic reading. For those reasons, tektite is one that you want to carry on the left-hand side. It is a black, very unassuming stone, but let me tell you, it's a sweet energy that is quite powerful without being too powerful. I like to work with tektite, so check that out. It doesn't look like anything special. It's the least pretty one of all of these, but let me tell you, it's got some great energy in it. Now the last one is smoky quartz. We've talked about smoky quartz quite a few times. It is a protection stone. It helps you to feel safe and secure. It gets rid of negative emotions, negative patterns, any negativity, and it helps clear those mental channels. It balances your yin yang energies. It is a very grounding stone, and it removes emotional blockages, which can be persistent and stop you from moving on. And it also helps with that earth connection. It's a good one for depression, obsessions, addictions. Once again, I'm not a medical practitioner, etc. I like smoky quartz on my right-hand side. It is a release stone. It is a getting rid of whatever we don't need that's not working for our highest and best good. For those reasons, I have a ring that I wear on my right-hand side. You can carry it in your pocket. Smoky quartz is very easily accessible. It's easy to find. You can get it in points. You can get it in tumbled, whatever. I have it on my website. You can check that out too. I like smoky quartz. I think it's a gentle, easy, but yet powerful stone for getting rid of. If you are an energy practitioner, you're doing Reiki, etc. When you need to remove something that energy-wise, that shouldn't be there or is hindering your client, smoky quartz is one that I use when my person's on the table. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check out my website, elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. If you would like a private psychic reading, you can book a reading there. Contact me. We can schedule a time and then go ahead and book the reading and pay for the reading. And that's, you can pay for the reading first and then call me and we'll get in touch and we'll book a date. I do readings for people all over the world. So I do distance readings. I don't do in-person readings. And I'll work out a time for you. I'm used to weird time zones. So elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful week. Be free.